Two Deacons Ordained by Zoe Murray, Catholic Herald staff writer. Deacon James R. Joseph summed up the experience of his ordination in two words, Deo Gratia, Latin for thanks be to God. He and Deacon Sean Michael V. Napaver were ordained to the transitional diaconate by Bishop Michael F. Burbage April 15th. As the Cathedral of St. Thomas More in Arlington is being renovated, the ordination was celebrated at St. Mary of Sorrows Church in Fairfax. Deacon Joseph was born January 13, 1992, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, to Jim and Debbie Joseph. He has one sister. He attended Parkland High School in Allentown, 2006 to 2010, and the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, 2010 to 2013, where he earned a bachelor's in government and religious studies. He graduated from the University of Dayton in Ohio in 2016 with a master's in theological studies. Deacon Nye Paver was born December 4, 1994, in Pittsburgh to Tom and Carol Nye Paver. He has four brothers and four sisters. He was homeschooled through high school and attended Duquesne University, graduating in 2016 with a bachelor's in music technology. As deacons, the men will be able to perform baptisms, witness marriages, proclaim the gospel, and preach at Mass. In his homily, Bishop Burbage compared the soon-to-be deacons to the apostles who were sent out in pairs in Christ's name. Soon, with the imposition of hands and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the prayer of ordination, these two men, James and Sean, will be ordained our newest deacons, configured forever to the very person of Jesus Christ and sent forth in his holy name, he said. It is my hope and prayer that you will proclaim boldly, serve humbly, and travel lightly. The men then prostrated themselves before the altar as the Litany of Saints was sung. After the prayer of ordination, Monsignor Michael K. McGee helped Deacon Joseph vest in his stole and dalmatic, while Father Vincent P. Bork, parochial vicar of Holy Trinity Church in Gainesville, assisted Deacon Nye Paver. The deacons then received the Book of the Gospels from Bishop Burbage and received a greeting, known as the fraternal kiss, from him and other deacons. As the Mass concluded, they processed out of the church as the choir sang, Hail Holy Queen Enthroned Above. Friends, family, and several of the diocese's 46 seminarians congratulated the new deacons at the reception after Mass. Wes Dunavant, Deacon Joseph's former roommate, recalled how he watched his friend become Catholic during college. He started doing a lot of research. He attended Mass with some of our friends on campus, and I'll tell you what, he almost took me with him, said Dunavant, who is Protestant. He is uncompromising on truth, but he always speaks it graciously with love and compassion and concern for others. So I have no doubt he will excel in this role. James came to me with some questions about the Catholic faith, and he ended up teaching me more than I taught him about the church and the importance of its history and traditions, said Spencer Cradian, a parishioner of St. John the Beloved Church in McLean and a college friend of Deacon Joseph's. I think he will be a fantastic priest. It warms my heart to see men like him going that route, and the church and the world will be served very well for that. Thaddeus Nye Paver, Deacon Nye Paver's brother, said it was beautiful to see his older brother ordained. He was my confirmation sponsor back when I received confirmation at about 15, he said. I just always looked up to him. He's always been a very holy and devout person, and I always want to be like him. He's the best friend and brother you could ever have, said another brother, Gabriel Nye Paver. Always there for you, always has words of wisdom. Out of 9 children, he's the best of all of us. I only have one regret, and that's that we have to share him with the world now. But he's worth sharing, said Thaddeus.